Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 again. Be a wonderful thing, and I would sure be glad about it. I think you would as well if God would call a multitude of young people from our church to go to the mission field. Now, here's the truth. We don't have to go to the mission field to work, do we? We have a work right here, but it'd be a wonderful thing if God did that. 1 Chronicles chapter number 16, we were here this morning, and we saw what moved David to pen this psalm that we're going to look at tonight. Many of the verses in this psalm that we find in 1 Chronicles 16 are also found in Psalm 105, but it's not exactly, so we're not sure exactly the entirety of the psalm, if we find it in the psalms, although we do find much of it in Psalm 105. If you go over there and read it, it matches up tremendously to what we find here in 1 Chronicles chapter number 16. But this morning we looked at what stirred David to pen this psalm. And tonight I want us to look at the content of the psalm. And in verse number 8, after David has penned it, after he has given it to Asaph to put to music, he then says, you know what, we need to declare it. We need to speak it forth. And so tonight I want to, as we did last Sunday morning, the title of the message is the same as last Sunday morning except part 2. Let your thankfulness be heard. Let your thankfulness be heard. Last week in Nehemiah, the Bible says that their joy was heard afar off there in Nehemiah chapter number 12. And here tonight, David begins to give us the content of the song, the psalm. And I want us to see again tonight, let your thankfulness be heard, part 2. Let's begin here in verse number 8, if we could. Let's just really begin in verse number 7. The Bible says, then on that day he delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. You see what David is doing? He's calling us to let our voices be heard. He's calling us to praise our God. He's calling us to let our thankfulness be heard. Remember, this is a psalm of thanks. He says that in verse number 7. And he says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. So verse number 8, right off the bat, shows us this isn't something we do in private. Now there are a lot of things we do in private. We pray in our prayer closet and we do those things in private. We might study in private sometimes. We have our private communion with the Lord. But here in verse number 8, David says, look, this praise, this thanksgiving ought to be done among the people. Other people ought to hear our praise. Verse number 9, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few strangers, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Now we're going to go down to verse number 36 during the message tonight. But I want us to see tonight, and I'm going to give us three truths and we're going to develop those a little bit. But I want us to see what happens when we let our thankfulness be heard. In this song, when David says in verse number 8, and he comes right out of the gates, and he says, look, we need to speak his thanks. We need to give him thanks. We need to call upon his name. We need to make known his deeds, what he has done for us among the people. Okay, when we let our thankfulness be heard, What happens? What are the results? And that's what I want to look at tonight. Let me give you number one. We read down through verse number 23, and so that's where we're going to start, verses 8 through 23. When we let our thankfulness be heard, number one, the servants are exhorted. Number one tonight, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. Notice what he says there in verse number 13. He says, O ye seed of Israel, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones. And so from verse 8, really in the entirety of this psalm, he's speaking to the nation of Israel. He's speaking to His people. But in verses 8 through 23, he is primarily speaking to his people, exhorting them to give thanksgiving, exhorting them to let his deeds, God's deeds, be known abroad. So, when you and I let our thankfulness be heard, you know what happens? We exhort other servants to do the same. We exhort other believers to do the same. We exhort fellow members of Maranatha Baptist Church to let their thankfulness be heard. And so look here, if you would, again, in these verses 8 and through 23. The servant is exhorted to do what? First of all, to sing and to seek. To sing and to seek. Verse number 9. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Notice this. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. So first of all tonight, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. And what is he exhorted to do? He is exhorted to seek. We left off in verse number 23. It says, sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation. Last Sunday morning in Nehemiah, we saw where they went upon the top of the walls. And they sang, and I believe they probably did they went back and forth, a responsive singing, if you will, a responsive reading, if you will. And they sang. And the Bible says here we ought to sing. And the Bible says here that we ought to seek. And the Bible says when we let our thankfulness be heard, when we praise God and when we sing, it might just exhort someone else to do the exact same thing. When we seek God and we seek His strength and we seek His face, it might just help our fellow brother or sister in Christ to do the exact same thing. So let your thankfulness be heard. Let your thankfulness be heard this week. Thursday when you gather with family, maybe it's just going to be you allowing your thankfulness to be heard that's going to encourage a family member to do the same. Because here's the truth, we're all a little timid sometimes. Well, let me back up, not all of us. Right? Some of you out there, and I can pick you out, but I'm not going to embarrass you. Some of y'all aren't timid at all. But most of us are. And you know what it takes sometimes? It just takes someone else kind of giving us the courage to take that little step out and to do the same thing they did. And so why don't you tonight be the one who lets his thankfulness be heard and exhorts other servants to the exact same? They are exhorted to sing and to seek. And then secondly, they are exhorted to remember and to regard. Notice verse number 12. Remember, and really this encompasses the remainder of these verses down to verse number 23. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Notice verse number 15. Be ye mindful always of His covenant. They are exhorted to remember and they are exhorted to regard. Be mindful of His covenant. Regard His word. Regard His covenant. So they are exhorted to remember and to regard. What are they exhorted to remember? What are they exhorted to regard? Well, you find here in verse number 12, we find two things. His works and His wonder. Well, actually, we find three. His works, His wonders, and His words. The judgments of His mouth. Down in verse number 14, we are exhorted to remember His worthiness. Verse number 14. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. There's His word again. But the first part it says, He is the Lord our God. And His judgments are in all the earth. And we're going to get to it in just a moment. Down a little bit further. We haven't read it yet. But He starts talking about the other gods of the earth. And He says, our God is great. Our God is the greatest. There is no other God. And so number one tonight, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. They're exhorted to sing. They're exhorted to seek. They're exhorted to remember. By the way, what could and what should have the nation of Israel remembered when it speaks about His wonders and it speaks about His works? What could have been some of the things that they would have remembered? Getting them out of Egypt. What did you say, Adam? You said getting them out of Egypt. The Red Sea, come out of Egypt. What's the first great miracle after they come out of Egypt? Of course, Egypt is the miracle, but right after they come out of Egypt, it's the Red Sea. Boy, they had a lot to remember, didn't they? And by the way, so do we. Next year, we celebrate our 75th anniversary. We have a lot to remember. And we could say with the psalmist, remember. Remember His wonders. Remember His works. Remember the judgments of His mouth. And so number one tonight, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. But let me give you a second thing tonight. Not only is the servant exhorted, but number two, the sinner is evangelized. Number one, the servant is exhorted. Now, boy, I don't want you to miss this, okay? The servant is exhorted and the sinner is evangelized. Verse number 23 again, the Bible says, sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His what? Salvation. Now, I believe for the nation of Israel, that's speaking of physical salvation, of bringing them out of Egypt, everything that God had done for them, the wonders, the works. But it's also speaking of spiritual salvation because, listen, when they came out of Egypt and the Passover is a representation of spiritual salvation, when they killed that lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and the death angel came and passed by, when I see the blood, I will pass over. An illustration for us of spiritual salvation so that when the blood of Christ is applied to our lives, we're safe, we're cleansed, we're redeemed, if you will. And so number two, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the sinner is evangelized. He says, sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation. You ever thought about singing at work? And that song may just show forth His salvation? Yeah, but Pastor, I might get in trouble if I do that. Maybe, but maybe not. And by the way, what does it matter if you do? It says show forth, sing, show forth from day to day His salvation. Look at this in verse number 24. Declare His glory among the who? Well, what do you know about that? Declare His glory. Now again, I understand what it's saying here. It's talking to the nation of Israel. Hey, declare His glory among these heathen nations that you live around. Okay, I understand what it's saying. I also believe in the context, thinking about what has just happened and the fact that they've just brought the Ark of the Covenant back and that they had copied the heathen's ways in trying to bring it back the first time. They put it on the new cart like the Philistines did. I believe again that David is reminding them, we don't need the heathen's ways. We don't need to follow the world's ways. God has given us a way and we need to follow that. But He said, declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works, among all nations. Notice this, for great is the Lord. Great is our God. Great is Jehovah. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Notice this, He also is to be feared above all gods. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the sinner's going to hear. The sinner's going to hear, hey, the gods you serve, whether it's money, whether it's education, whether it's a good time, whether it's entertainment, they're nothing in comparison to my God. They're nothing in comparison to the one who has saved me. He says, for great is the Lord, verse 25, and greatly to be praised. Why? Because He is the only God that ever does anything for anybody. And greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Verse 26, for all the gods of the people are what? They're idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Hey, all of these other gods, somebody had to create them. But the God we serve, He is the Creator. They're idols, but He's the Creator. All of these little statues, whether it's stone or whether it's wood, somebody had to create them. But our God is the Creator. Glory and honor, verse 27, are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Given to the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Given to the Lord glory and strength. Given to the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because He cometh to judge the earth. Number one, when we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. He's exhorted to sing, and he's exhorted to seek. He's exhorted to remember, and he's exhorted to regard. I know I always want to pass over this, but I just can't. The Holy Spirit never allows me to pass over it. Listen, dear friend, and I think I'm primarily speaking to men tonight. God, help us to sing. God, help us to have a joy in our heart. The joy of the Lord is our strength. God, help us to have a joy in our heart that we sing and we're not ashamed of it, and we're not timid about it, and we're not embarrassed about it. Pastor, you know, you've heard my voice. It's okay. I mentioned this, I believe it was last Sunday night. Here's the person who sits next to you isn't the one that needs to hear it anyway. The God of heaven is the one who wants to hear it. And we don't need to worry about the person sitting next to us or sitting in front of us or sitting behind us. It's God who wants to hear it. He wants to hear our praise. By the way, the Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. When we praise Him, the Bible says He dwells there. He dwells in the praises of His people. And so we're exhorted to sing, we're exhorted to seek His face. And we even saw Wednesday night in Proverbs chapter 2 that we're to seek the Lord, we're to seek His word, we're to seek His commandments, we're to search for it as hid treasure. We're to seek Him, we're exhorted to remember and to regard, to remember. That's what we talked about this morning, remembering what He's done for us. Put pen to paper. David did that. And then when we let our thankfulness be heard, the sinner is evangelized. How? He's evangelized with the gospel of God, verse 23, salvation. He's evangelized with the glory of God, verse 24. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. And then he is evangelized with the greatness of God, verses 25 through 33. Hey, all these other gods that you're serving, they're just idols. They're just creations that you have made in your mind and you fashioned with your hands. They can do nothing for you. They're evangelized with the greatness of your God. Listen, we need to go out tomorrow, and whether it's in the workplace or whether it's in the grocery store or wherever you may be this week, maybe Thursday with your family, and we need to declare the greatness of our God. He's been good to us. He's, if nothing else, He has saved our soul. Now, by the way, it doesn't stop there. He promises us that He daily loads us with benefits. He promises us He didn't come just to give us life, but He came to give it more abundantly. You see, so it's not just I get to go to heaven one day. That's good enough, right? That's wonderful enough. But we could have heaven on earth. We can be in the presence of Jesus Christ on a daily basis. We can live that way on a daily basis. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the sinner is evangelized with the gospel of God, with the glory of God, with the greatness of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, you know this verse, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Luke chapter 19, verse number 40, the Bible says, and he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And he says here in verse number 31, let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let man say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. And then verse 32 and 33, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says if we're not willing to praise, then creation will. The rocks will cry out. Creation will praise him. But why would we want to miss out on that? Why wouldn't we join in on that? When we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted, the sinner is evangelized, and then finally tonight, the Savior is exalted. The servant is exhorted to sing and to seek, to remember and to regard. The sinner is evangelized with the gospel, with the glory, and with the greatness of God. This world needs to know what a great God we have. You say, but Pastor, you know, I'm going through circumstances and situations that nobody else is. You still have a great God. You might be going through a physical circumstance. You might be going through a financial circumstance. Doesn't matter. We still have a great God. Still have a wonderful God. Number three tonight. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the Savior is exalted. Notice verses 34 through 36. He says, okay, he concludes. He's getting ready to conclude this psalm. He says, I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. We have a whole chapter about that, don't we? Psalm 136. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said what? Amen and praised the Lord. They said amen and they began to praise the Lord. We don't know everything. We do know they said amen. And they began to praise the Lord. By the way, it's okay to say amen every now and then. That means I agree. That means so be it. And when David was finished with this psalm of thanksgiving, what did the people do? They said amen. We agree. So be it. And then they began to praise the Lord. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the Savior is exalted. By the way, that's how the sinner can be evangelized. That's what we were just talking about. When we exalt our Savior, when we exalt our God, how do we exalt Him, or what is He exalted? First of all, He is exalted for His character. Verse number 34, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is what? He's good, His goodness, for His what? His mercy endureth forever, His faithfulness forever. Verse 35, it speaks about His salvation. It speaks about His holiness. It speaks about the glory. It says, and glory in thy praise. The Savior is exalted for his character. And the Savior is exalted with our chorus. What did the nation of Israel say? They said, amen. He's exalted for his character. And he's exalted with our chorus. Let your thankfulness be heard. Let your voices be lifted. And by the way, that's just a superficial scan of those verses. But let your thankfulness be heard. Because when we do, it has an effect. The servant is exhorted. You know what? Tuesday night, when we come in here, by the way, Tuesday night is not a time to come and lift yourself up. And by the way, I'm thankful that doesn't happen. And I've been, and you probably have as well, I have been in services where a time of testimony has turned into someone lifting themselves up. It happens. I get it. But that's not what Tuesday night is about. Tuesday night is about lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about lifting up God. It's about lifting up His character, about His attributes, who He is and what He does. And you know what? When we come in here Tuesday night, there may be some that might walk in and they in their minds, they're like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm timid. I'm scared. I don't want to say anything. But you know what? If you let your thankfulness be heard, it may exhort someone else to do the same. It may exhort another church member. It may exhort another brother and sister to say, oh my, if he can do it, I can do it. He never says anything. She never says anything. If they can do it, I can do it. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the servant is exhorted. When we let our thankfulness be heard, the sinner is evangelized. When we let the people at work see us pray, when we let them hear us praise God for things He's done, when we speak about the goodness of our God and how good He's been to our family and how good He's been to us, the sinner is evangelized and the Savior is exalted for His character, His holiness, His mercy, His goodness, His salvation, and with our chorus. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. Will you let your thankfulness be heard this week? Will you let your thankfulness be heard next week? Will you let your thankfulness be heard every opportunity that you get so that our Savior will be exalted, so that it might challenge a sinner to see their need for the Lord Jesus Christ, so it might help another, it might encourage another servant, another believer, another church family member to say, you know what, I need to let my thankfulness be heard as well. Let your thankfulness be heard. Verse number 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. May we do that this week. Amen. Father, we love You tonight. Father, thank You for Your Word. Father, I pray that You'd give us the courage, faith in Your promises. Give us the courage to let our thankfulness be heard. That we'd lift our voices in song. That we'd lift our voices in praise. That we'd let this world know that they may serve other gods, but our God is the greatest. Our God is actually the Creator. Father, help us to let our thankfulness be heard. Because, Father, I believe it's the desire of every believer in this room tonight to exalt You. And Father, I pray that You'd help us to do so. Father, I do not know hearts tonight. I pray that You'd stir believers. Lord, if there's one here tonight without Christ, I pray that they would understand that they need Christ. They need that blood to wash away their sins. And Father, I pray that they'd come tonight and not put it off one more time, but just come and get that settled tonight. Father, help us in this time of invitation. May You have freedom to move. And I pray that as You move us, we would move. And we would do business with You tonight. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Miss Pam's at the piano. Invitation's already been given in the message and in the prayer. If you need to come tonight around this platform, around maybe one of these front pews, if you need to do that, I'd encourage you to come tonight. Believer, maybe just need to kneel right where you're at and just pray and say, Lord, help me to let my thankfulness be heard. Lord, help me to put pen to paper as we spoke about this morning. Help me to be moved and stirred. Would you do that this week? Would you put pen to paper? Would you give thoughtful consideration about who God is, what He does? Write it down. Great is Thy faithfulness. David had messed up. Uzzah had given his life because of their sin. As David reflected on that, he realized God is right. His commands are certain. He's devoted in His discipline. and He's faithful in His forgiveness. And that moved him, that stirred him to pen this song. And right out of the gate, he says, "Give thanks to the Lord. Show His deeds among the people." God help us to do that.